Welcome to The Business Coach with business consultant Russell J. White, offering proven methods and innovative ideas to help your business grow and succeed.
So, Business Coach, I'm sure one of the things that you're dealing with as you coach businesses is this whole issue about how to deal with drugs.
Whether it's because of such low unemployment, a permissive society, or the inability to handle the stress of life, many employers are facing the reality that drugs are an issue in the workplace like never before. So people need to have policies in place to address this.
All right, what's the first one?
Well, the new hire. I'm hearing many managers talk about how difficult it is to get people hired on with a clean drug screening. What's your stance on this as a business? Do you bring them back once they test clean? Or are they off the employable list forever for you? Different companies have different approaches. You just have to be consistent in how you're going to apply your policy.
All right. Secondly,
the seasoned employee, people dealing with addictions or stress-caused escape is real. What is your policy when an employee is in this situation? One of your seasoned people, do you have a counseling service to offer? Are they removed from work? Do you drug test for cause, or do you help the employee through his or her situation? Have a defined process all managers need to stick with.
And how about the manager?
Wow, you know, managers are leaders and holding responsibilities in organizations. Will their drug situation be handled differently than the rank and file employee? Have your guidelines. Recognize that this is a growing issue in the workplace today. Every small business needs to be prepared on how to address this. As we legalize marijuana in more states and we recognize the realities of a growing number of opioid addictions, business owners should be ready to deal with the drug crisis appearing in your workplace because it is there.
For replays of The Business Coach, go online to WRHI.com. To reach Russell White, go to RussellWhite.com.